Hey everybody, we're continuing in Luke's Gospel, and we're in chapter 8, and this is verses 22 through 25. One day, he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?" So if you remember in the section that came before this, Jesus is talking about the kind of soil that can receive the word of God. And he says, "As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience." And he also urges them and says, "Take care then how you hear, for to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away." And then he wraps up in talking about that by saying, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." So he's talking about hearing and doing the word of God, and the relations closest to him are those who hear and do the word of God. Now, we would read that, and then the next section says, one day he got into a boat. So we might think, okay, he's done now talking about hearing and doing. But I don't think that's what's going on. I think instead this next event with the storm on the lake is a representative example of what Jesus is talking about in hearing and doing. And so it says, one day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." And the disciples, wanting to hear and do what Jesus says, they say, "Okay, let's go where you're going." So it's not their idea, it's Jesus' idea to go across to the other side of the lake. And Jesus is the word, and he also speaks words, and they want to be faithful disciples. They want to hold his word in a good and honest heart, and so they follow him, and they're willing to go across the lake. And then what happens is Jesus falls asleep, and there's a terrible storm that comes on the lake. And if you're the disciples, you're probably thinking, well, this wasn't our idea. Why is this going wrong? This was Jesus's idea, and now why are we stuck in the middle of this storm? And so they go to wake him up. And I think one thing that we can take from this is that in hearing and doing the word of God, it's very seldom going to be our idea what the Spirit directs us to do. A lot of times, the nudges that we get from the Spirit when God is speaking into our life, the things that we're led to do are not the kind of things that we would come up with on our own. And so it wasn't the disciples' idea to go across to the other side of the lake. It was Jesus' idea, but they wanted to be faithful. And if I have ears to hear and I want to hold the word of Jesus in a good and honest heart, then I'm going to find myself in situations that I would not choose for myself. If everything I did was only my idea, I would end up in libraries all the time. I wouldn't end up in the middle of a lake, in the middle of a giant swirling storm. I would end up in safe places, comfortable places. But often the word of God and in hearing and doing the word of God leads us into uncomfortable and sometimes even painful places. And so the disciples, they panic and they wake Jesus up and he rebukes the wind, he rebukes the waves. And he says, "Where is your faith?" And in hearing Jesus say, "Where is your faith?" I think he's saying to them, "You're fine. You're with me. What is going to happen to you if you're with me? If you hear my word and you hold it fast in your heart and you do it, you're with me and I'm not going to let anything happen to you." Now, that doesn't mean that everything is going to go right for us. It doesn't mean that we're always going to emerge safely. There are those who hear Jesus' word, hold it fast and do it, and it leads to their death. But even death doesn't create a permanent division. And Jesus can pull us back to himself even in death. If you think about what we were talking about with Job, even if we pass through the sword and the flame and ascend to God as a smoke offering, Jesus can put us back together in his presence and in the presence of the Father. And so we can never be ultimately separated from Jesus. That Paul says this at the end of Romans 8, that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So if we're with Jesus, if our faith is in Jesus, we will be okay. He will be with us, and nothing can separate us from him. And so I think the word to us in this is when we want to be faithful, we want to hear the word of God, we want to hold it in a good and honest heart, we want to do it. And that will often lead us into very difficult situations. But we need to trust Jesus in those situations. And we need to trust that he's with us, and that whatever happens to us, it will be okay. He will see us through. He will mature us. He will grow us. And he will reward us. And just in case you think that this is a one-off lesson for the disciples, the very next place they go to is the country of the Gerasenes. And they're among the tombs, and there's a demoniac with a legion of demons. And so it's another situation where they're going to have to trust Jesus in a situation that they would not choose for themselves. But for that, you'll get that tomorrow. Have a good night.